Every married couple has a proposal story. And some of them are big stories, like, well, we were at the Super Bowl and I'd bribed the pilot of the Goodyear blimp to put "Will you marry me, Susie?" on the side of it in lights, and they put us up on the Jumbotron screen and she said yes. Well, that one really didn't happen, but you've seen these kinds of things before, right? I mean, they do happen with some frequency. I asked Jesse to marry me the day I was ordained a priest in my car, just as the sun set on December 15th, 2001. I tell you that the sun had just set for this reason. I couldn't see her face clearly next to me as I proposed. I was driving, that was bad enough, but I you know, it was dark too. So I couldn't read her reaction on her features. We'd been talking about the wedding of a mutual friend as we drove along that had been a few months prior, that was also the place where we'd run into one another after years of not having seen one another, and we'd been dating ever since. So we were talking about our friend's wedding, and I said, "We should do that too." That was my, meaning get married. Yes, that was a pretty tentative proposal. Not at all in the grand tradition of the sports stadium proposal in front of all the fans in the stadium and watching at home on television. But I love Jessie, and I wanted to spend the rest of her life with her. So there it was, my grand proposal. "We should do that too." And she said, "Nothing." So my tentative proposal was hanging in the darkened car for what seemed like hours, but was probably more like 5 or 10 seconds. And so I said, "Aren't you going to say anything?" And she replied, "I think we should talk about this again when it's not the most important day of your life so far." And I said, I thought to myself for a moment, you know, she's right. I've just had an enormously important emotional day, and this deserves to be a conversation for another day. So after a thoughtful moment, I then said, "So does this mean I have to ask you again? This is a real, real banner day in my life, you know, for eloquence." So to bring this home quickly, I waited a couple of days, we talked again, and the rest is history. Every proposal story is a bit different, but whether it's in public or private, in the end, usually one of the partners in the relationship generally broaches the subject of marriage, and the other partner says yes or no. And it may be the case that they both know long beforehand what the answer will be, or it may genuinely happen that the person proposing doesn't know ahead of time what their partner will say. But in order to be married, both people have to agree. Maybe doesn't cut it. Maybe straddles the fence between yes and no. It might end up being yes, but if maybe hangs in the air for long enough, it pretty often becomes no. Not just in marriage proposals, but in all kinds of situations. If we remain undecided long enough, that itself becomes a decision. But even beyond the proposal or other situation requiring a yes or no, most life decisions or relationships require us to say yes or no more than just the one time. Now, this became clear to me, I share this with you, and you're probably not going to be quite as struck by it as I was, or maybe you will be. But this became really clear to me when a priest friend of mine related this anecdote to me. She had asked a married parishioner when he decided to be married to his wife. And the man replied without hesitation, "This morning." It's funny, but it's true, isn't it? I mean, she was asking, like, "When years ago did you decide to propose?" essentially, and he was saying, like, when he had decided to be married to his wife was this morning. When we're truly invested in our relationships, we make the decision frequently, even daily or more often, to say yes to them. And very often, the reason that a relationship or other commitment founders is that we stop saying yes, or we begin to say no, or sometimes we just reply maybe for too long. I love that when she had asked this guy when he decided to be married, he said, "This morning." There's no better way to understand faith than this. The decision to say yes to our most important relationships as often as our relationships need it, and even more often. To be faithful to our spouses, our children, our nation, and above all, our God, is to live saying yes to that relationship. Not necessarily, in the case of our human relationships at least, to say yes to everything that's demanded of us, because sometimes, even in healthy relationships, things are asked of us that aren't good, and we need to say no to that, but still say yes to the relationship. But to be decided, for better and for worse, come what may, to be present and eager, to be a partner in the relationship until we die, or the relationship becomes hopelessly unhealthy because of circumstances that we were unable to change for the better. In the Gospel of John, we hear this passage that tells us that Jesus, the Word of God, was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. And it's important to realize that regardless of how we feel about God, whether we know Jesus or not, whether we accept Jesus or not, that we have a relationship with God. That's just reality. People can choose to say no to it. People can choose to say maybe for a long time, to consider and then reject the relationship. But there's still a relationship, a connection that God will never choose to sever. God created this entire universe in its unimaginable expanse, and even though we might seem to be less than specks of dust within it, God loves us and considers us to be important. Not just important, but his own children. There are a lot of no-sayers out there. There are a lot of long-term maybe-sayers out there. Even in churches, there are those who say no and maybe. And God loves them too, in spite of the fact that they haven't yet made up their minds about him. That doesn't hurt God. God wants us to say yes. But if maybe or even no is where we are right now, that's really our issue, not God's. God's answer to us every moment of every day is yes. God loves you and me and everyone constantly. If you ask God when God decided to love you, when God decided to live and die and be raised again for you, the answer would be this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Jesus is the Word. And from the very beginning, eons before you and I and all the other people who ever lived were born, God has loved us. Not I generally love stuff that I create, but rather, I love Joe and Winsome and Jake and Carol and Betty, and I will always love them and say yes to our relationship, to my eternal bond with them, no matter what. That is who I am, the light who is the light of all people, and there is no darkness that can overcome my light, my love, my yes to everyone who has ever lived. To those who say no, God says yes. To those who say maybe, God says yes. We may know and maybe ourselves to the very depths of hell itself, and God will still reply yes. Yes, I love you. Yes, I forgive you. Yes, you are my child forever. And all you have to do to be with me, to be restored to my presence and light, is say yes. Because to all who receive him, who believe in his name, who live their lives waking up and saying yes to him, or waking up and saying, I'm sorry, help me change from maybe and no to yes, to those people, he has given power to become children of God. The limitless, impossibly large, unimaginably beautiful, terrifying presence of God is for you. And God loved you so much that he was born into this tiny world, in this in this corner of the cosmos to live beside your ancestors and make himself known to every single human being who has been born or ever will be born. And to my God, my glorious Creator, my merciful Savior, I have only this to say. Yes, thank you for making me your child. Amen.